Shalom Aleichem, welcome. On behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. Brachas Mem Vav, Brachas 46a, pagination page 91, starting from the top of the page. Rav Zeira Cholash, Rav Zeira was ill. Olegabe Rabbi Avo came to visit him. Kabal Alei, and he accepted upon himself a mitvach katina chareksaki, if this great Jew will be healed. Avidna Yomatova L'Rabbanan, I will make a yomtif for the rabbis, which refers to a suda. We find that expression as well by Yosiyam Masechta. Yomatova L'Rabbanan. Itbach, so Baruch Hashem, Rav Zeira was healed. Ovad Su'udasa L'Kulu Rabbanan, so Rabbi Avo made a meal for the rabbis. Kimata L'Mishri, when it was time to break bread, Omalei l'Rab Zeira, he said to Rab Zeira, in whose honor this meal was being tendered, Lishri lanmar, let the master break the bread to make the bracha and distribute the bread. Omalei, Rab Zeira answered, Lo sava lamar, doesn't the master hold lahod Rab Yechanan of this that Rab Yechanan taught? Da'omar valabayis botseya. The master of the house, the host, is supposed to do the breaking of the bread. Sharaluhu. So Rabbi Avo accepted. Since he's the host, he's paying for the meal, he broke the bread. Kimata levruche. When it came time to make the bracha after the meal, Omalei, he said, Nivrech lan mar. Again, Rabbi Avo offered it to Rab Zeira. Omalei, and again, Rav Zeira had a reason to decline. Lo sava lamar, doesn't the master hold lahadir Rav Huna de min bavel de omar botseya mevarech? Whoever broke the bread, that's who's supposed to make the bracha at the end. And that was the story. The Gemara now analyzes it and says, V'iyu command sevira lei, who did Rabbi Avo indeed hold like? So, in the first part, we're not going to give an explanation, but in the second part, there's going to be an explanation, and this still needs room for study. But let's see the Gemara. Ki hadar amr Rabbi Yechanan, he yelled like this, that Rabbi Yechanan said, Mishum Rabbi Shimon ben Yechai, in the name of Rabbi Shimon ben Yechai, Balabayis Botseya, the owner of the house indeed should break the bread and distribute, Ve'oreyach Mevorech. And the guest should say Berchas Hamazon. Balabayis botseya, why should the host break the bread? Kedesha yivtza ba'ayin yofa, so that he can distribute it generously. And even today, we find that it's an opportunity just for the host to take charge and make people comfortable. So, in their time, it was very technical. The amount that the host would give would indicate how generous he was with the people, and that the people should have a peace that they could indeed have enough to enjoy and be satiated. If a guest would be distributing, he would perhaps be nervous not to take advantage, and he would distribute less than the host is actually generously willing to share. You find this just parenthetically very often in life. You find people who, if there's an in-between person, that manager, that in-between person is sometimes more machmir than the host would be. And the host himself, it could be not so nervous about running a program, not so nervous about being benevolent to his workers, not so nervous, but the manager who gets caught in between, he's afraid of being criticized. And that person in between could mess things up. So over here we're saying, let the host be the distributor of the bread, and people will get generously. The oreach mevarech, and why do we want the guest to say Berchas Hamazon? Kideisha yivarech balabayis, in order that he should have the opportunity in benching to bestow the bracha on the balabayis in appreciation for his generosity. My mevarich, what bracha are we referring to? Yiratzon, shalo yidvash balabayis ba'olam hazeh, v'lo yikaleim le'olam haba, to bless him in this world and the next world, not to be embarrassed. V'rebi mosif ba'devarim, v'yitzlach ma'od b'chol nachasav, he should have success with his assets, v'yunachasov unachasenu, his assets, our assets, mutzlachem ukrovim le'ir, should have success, and they should be nearby. We shouldn't have to be running around. This is not just in proximity physically, even intellectually. People have investments that are far out, and they have to pay so much attention. They're volatile. A person has an investment that he can keep track of. That's a major blessing. The satan should not affect his work or our work. And to be protected from sin as well. There is an exception to this concept of giving the bracha to the guest, and how, where, and when to reconcile, but it is brought on Seder night to invoke the pasuk, Tov Ayin Hu Yevorach. The person who was generous, that's the person who should bench, and there are sources to say that the host should bench on Seder night, because he's the one who declared Kol Dichvin Yesei V'Yechul in Halach Ma'anya. He made the declaration of generosity. Now, in short, the way this Gemara is coming out as a result of the story is the Gemara is citing that the Baal HaBayis should make the Hamotzi and the guest should recite the Berchas HaMazon in order that he should be able to give a bracha to the Baal HaBayis. And again, why is the Baal HaBayis making Hamotzi? So that he could be generous with the guest. I mean, this clearly is sheer Jewish logic. This is throwback to Avram Avinu himself. Each person is taking the part of the meal in which he could contribute the best to other people's benefit. The host at the moment that he could be generous with the guest, and the guest at the moment that he could be generous with the host. In halacha, it's brought, even if there is someone greater at the meal, nevertheless, the host will recite the hamotzi and distribute the bread. And the Mishnah Berurah says, in order that he could distribute generously. However, the Ramah adds on that if indeed there's someone greater at the table, it's proper to say birshus, with your permission. The Mishnah Berurah raises an interesting question. What happens if each person has his own bread, so that each person got a bulki, as we call it, the mini challah, so that there's really no issue of giving generously. It's already been allocated and decided. It would seem that it's still appropriate for the host to take charge and make people feel comfortable, but indeed, let's say by a sheva brachas or the like, if different people already have their own roles, that is true, that is minaga olam, that people will be willing to make their own hamotzi and not wait for the host specifically if he authorizes. Again, in our Gemara, it was clear, he's authorizing anyway, but even so, we want the host to say the bracha and distribute so that he shows generosity. And in our example of a sheva bracha, so the like, once the host gives permission and he says, yeah, let's get started, he may still be busy welcoming guests. But if he authorizes people, you don't have to invoke this Gemara and say, no, we need the Baal HaBayis, because each person has their own role. And that would be this shaila from the Mishnah Berurah in a practical application. Yeshe koach, aksiva v'chasima tova, whether you listen to this before Rosh Hashanah or after, and it's a gemar chasima tova, we thank you very much for joining and wish you and your family all the best.